Hello, Awe Islanders. If you want more Awe Island content, check out our Patreon memberships at patreon.com/Awe Island. You can get access to the whole Awe Island library, ad-free episodes, and much more. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, it's time for a relaxing meditation and a new story.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Before we begin, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Great job, everyone. Before today's story, let's relax. We'll start by taking a deep dragon breath together. You'll breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath. In and out. As you breathe out, feel your legs, back, and belly soften. And think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Relax your arms and shoulders, and let's take another deep dragon breath together. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Now close your eyes and feel your face and neck relax. Imagine that you are the baby fawn with your mama deer. You feel safe and loved. Let's take one more deep dragon breath. Remember to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, like a dragon. Here we go. Deep breath. In and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Cheery Checkup. It was a regular day on Awe Island. It had just rained, and you could feel the dampness in the air. The wind slowly rustled across the grass. Looking out the window of their house, Billy and Emily watched the birds play in a puddle of water next to the tree in their front yard. Emily anxiously played with the bottom of her shirt as she watched a cardinal flutter her wings in the water. Today was the day that Emily was going to the dentist. Emily fidgeted with her shirt, eventually tearing a small hole in it, as she thought more and more about today's visit. Billy looked over at his sister and watched her fingers run through the hole in her shirt. The dentist always made Emily nervous. She didn't like it when anyone looked in her mouth. As the kids watched the birds playing outside, Mr. Parker walked into the room. He walked over to the kids sitting in front of the window and asked, "Emily, are you ready to go to the dentist today? We should leave soon so we get there on time." Emily looked down at her shirt as she ran her fingers through the same hole. "Dad, I don't want to go to the dentist. I want to stay here with Billy and play in the yard," replied Emily. Mr. Parker smiled reassuringly and said, "Now, I know that going to the dentist isn't as fun as going to play in the yard, Emily, but it's important to keep your teeth healthy." "My teeth feel fine," Emily stated emphatically. "That's good," Mr. Parker replied. "And that's why it's important to get a checkup, to keep your teeth feeling fine." Billy listened to his father and Emily as they went back and forth. He understood Emily's feelings. When he was Emily's age, he didn't feel very brave about going to the dentist either. But he soon realized that it was an easy thing to do. At the dentist's office, the dental hygienist cleans your teeth with toothpaste. Billy's favorite flavor was bubblegum. Then came the flossing, and finally, the dentist would pop in and look in his mouth. Billy stood up and walked over to Emily. Putting his hand on her shoulder and bending down, he asked Emily, "Emily, do you want me to go with you to the dentist? I've gone lots of times, and I can help you. I can answer any questions you have." Mr. Parker nodded enthusiastically and added, "Yes, Billy can come with us, and then we can have some ice cream afterwards to celebrate." At the mention of ice cream, Emily's face lit up, and she shook her head yes in agreement. "Perfect. Let's get our shoes on and head to the car. We don't want to be late," exclaimed Mr. Parker. Billy and Emily walked over to the door and put on their shoes. Mr. Parker opened the front door, and the group walked out of the house and to the car. Getting into the car, Emily jumped into her car seat. Billy hopped in alongside her and started to buckle up. When Mr. Parker was done fastening Emily's seat, he headed around front to climb into the driver's seat. In the meantime, Billy asked, "Emily, what makes you nervous about going to the dentist?" Emily looked down at her shoes. Then she started playing with the hole in her shirt yet again. "I don't like it when the dentist pokes at my teeth to check for cavities," she explained. Mr. Parker started the car and began to back out of the driveway. Then off they zoomed down the street. "I wasn't a big fan of that poker thing either," Billy agreed with his sister. "But he only does it for a little bit, and then it's all done." "That's true," Emily replied. "It doesn't hurt at all. It just is strange, I guess," Emily concluded. "Exactly," Billy replied. The family sat in silence for the rest of the car ride. Before long, they were at the office building. The dentist was on the second floor. As they walked in from the parking lot, Billy took Emily's hand and gave it a squeeze. Then he said, "The last time I was at the dentist, there was a television playing a video of fish swimming in the ocean." "Really?" Emily asked incredulously. "Yes," Billy replied. "I was kind of bored while my teeth were being cleaned, so I decided to count how many fish I saw on the screen. If you get bored, maybe there will be fish you can count too." "I like that idea," Emily said. The family entered the office building and took the stairs to the second floor. Once inside the dentist's office, Mr. Parker let the person at the front desk know that they were here for an appointment for Emily Parker. After a short wait, a person with a clipboard called out Emily's name. As the family followed the person back to the exam room, he said, "My name is Leo, and I'm your dental hygienist. I will be cleaning your teeth today, Emily." Emily nodded. As soon as they got to the exam room, there were chairs for Mr. Parker and Billy to sit in, and a step stool so Emily could climb up into the special chair for her dental cleaning and exam. The chair could raise and lower, and lean back as well. As soon as she was in the chair and raised up, Emily noticed the television screen in front of her. She smiled in anticipation. Leo saw Emily eyeing the television and asked, "Would you like me to put on a video for you to watch during your cleaning?" "Yes, please," Emily replied. "Do you have a video of fish?" "I do," Leo noted. He picked up the remote control, pressed a few buttons, and the video of fish swimming in the ocean that Billy had told her about began to play. As Emily set about to count all the fish she saw, Leo clipped a paper towel around her neck and began to clean her teeth. By the time the teeth cleaning and flossing was done, Emily had counted 22 fish, plus one seahorse. She wondered how many fish Billy had counted when he had last been to the dentist. Before long, the dentist popped in and checked Emily's teeth. She complimented Emily on how nice Emily's teeth looked and said there were no cavities. "All done. Great job, Emily," Leo exclaimed. He handed Emily a small bag containing a new toothbrush, some toothpaste, and some dental floss. "Thank you," Emily said proudly. She had done it. She had made it through the dentist appointment, and it hadn't been scary at all. She'd even counted 22 fish on the screen. As the family exited the office, then the building, and walked out to their car, Emily reported back to Billy. "I counted 22 fish, Billy, plus one seahorse." "That's great, Emily," Billy replied. "I counted 17 fish at my last appointment," he noted. Mr. Parker got the kids into the car. Then he climbed into the driver's seat and buckled himself in. He turned in his seat and looked at the kids and said, "A promise is a promise. Let's go get ice cream." Billy and Emily cheered in the back seat. Mr. Parker pulled out of the parking spot and away from the dentist's office. They drove to the ice cream shop where Billy chose a chocolate ice cream cone. And Emily chose a fresh strawberry ice cream in a cup. Mr. Parker selected a scoop of peanut butter ice cream in a cup for himself. After paying, the family sat down at a small round table inside the ice cream shop to enjoy their treats. When they were all done, they all piled back into the car and buckled up to head home. As Mr. Parker drove down the winding road towards home, Emily leaned back and looked out the window at the passing houses on Awe Island. She felt relaxed and pleased at how well the dentist appointment had gone. She was grateful that it had been pretty fast and easy. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Emily was also grateful for her brother's advice to count the fish. It had been a great distraction from boredom and worries to have something nice to focus on. She took another deep dragon breath in and out. Emily was also grateful to have a big brother who understood her feelings. Emily took one last deep dragon breath in and out. As she closed her eyes and drifted off to sleep, listening to the purr of the car, she began to dream about her next adventure with her brother, Billy. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.